TFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of almost 30 years, none other than in the person of.
Hey, man, I'm Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Broadcast Ministry, which can be heard right here on this station every Saturday from 11 till 12 o'clock p.m., where the Word of God clearly tells us men ought to always pray and to not faint. And one of the things that we find it needful as well as expedient is to share with our listening audience that if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. Simply saying, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back. And if your calling and election is not made sure, then you will surely be left behind. Yes. You know, back in the old church where I come from, we used to sing a song out that says, there's a storm out on the ocean.
Yes.
And it's moving this old way. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus,
yes,
you will surely drift away. That's right, my brothers and sisters. We are in that dispensation of time where people are drifting away from the ordinances and the commandments of Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that, Bishop Townsend? Simply telling us that, you know what, people are focusing more on stuff, houses, cars, land, prosperity, money, bliss, bling, bling, you name it. They're focusing on that. And you know what? They're not telling the people that we're in the lateness of the hour.
Yes.
Amen. That the signs of the coming of Jesus Christ is imminently all around us. And that's why it behooves us beyond a shadow of a doubt, brothers and sisters, that just like those wise virgins that were prepared when the bridegroom came, they went back with him. But you know what? People now are acting as though that we're going to be forever on this earth. Very seldom do you hear people preaching the gospel that we're just pilgrims.
Mm.
Passing through. This world is not your home.
Yes.
And watch this. You brought nothing into this life. It is certain, it is imperative that you will certainly not bring anything out with you other than your soul. But in any event, we thank and praise God for those of you that have tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, to all of our friends near and far, to those of you that are supporters of this ministry. We certainly appreciate and thank God for you. We don't take any of you for granted. Those of you that have down through the years been praying with us, been fasting with us, that have been petitioning the throne of grace on our behalf, we thank and praise God for each and every one of you.
Yes.
Those of you, amen, that stood in the gap when we were believing God, said, Lord, we need a church where we can assemble that. Yes, we were going to the nursing home every Sunday at the Hilltop Nursing Home, and we're not going to stop going there.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going to stop going there. I often tell people all the time, amen, if you're in a church that's not involved in outreach ministry, you're not in the right church. Amen. We've got to get out of the four walls. Amen. We've got to go into the hedges and highways,
yes,
and byways and compel people to come. But we're going to the nursing home, Hilltop Nursing Home. If you're not busy and your church service doesn't start till 11 o'clock, come on out. Amen. Share your song. Share your testimony. Share, amen, what it is that God has for these people. Because a lot of time, family members have stuck them up in these nursing homes,
amen,
and left them there.
Left them
and you
there.
Know what? They're just looking for love.
Love.
Amen. And every time we come, the smiles on their faces, just like a kid at Toys R Us.
That's right.
And just like at the toy store, their faces light up, amen, with just jubilee because here comes our friends,
yes,
to show us love and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with us. And then not only that, those of you that have prayed with us, God has opened up even a greater door. Amen. Where we are now holding church service at the College Drive Baptist Church. 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana, where our service starts at 12 o'clock sharp. Amen. I'd like to invite you It doesn't matter what race, creed, or color you are. It doesn't matter what denomination you embrace. It doesn't matter whether you are male, female. You could be an intergalactical being. I don't care. We're going to tell you about the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's right. You might be from the planet Nibiru, but I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ wants you to know. And guess what? It doesn't matter. In this whole galactical solar system, there is only one name. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes, Lord.
Every tongue shall confess. On that note, we're going to ask my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred, to share a scripture with us. And then we're going to go, amen, into prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mark 16 and 15, 16, 17, and 18. Amen. It reads as this, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for what the things that you've done for your people, Lord God.
Thank
we thank you for the things that you're doing for your people, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We just want to come and give you praise and thanks for this day.
Yes.
Truly, you are worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes.
There is none like you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we just want to thank you.
Thank you,
we want to thank you from the bottom of our
hallelujah.
Heart.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
you've been
Jesus.
So good. You've
thank
been
you,
so
Lord.
Good to each and every one of us,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And we just want to thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised.
Thank
you're
you, Jesus.
Worthy. There is none like you.
Thank
and
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
I haven't read the scriptures that say, Lord, we're to love you with all of our heart,
yes,
with all
Lord.
Of our mind, with all of our soul. Help us today, God, to do just that in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll continue to give you the praise. We'll continue to give you the glory. Father, you are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you. And even in this day, we will continue to lift up your name in the name of Jesus. Touch everybody out there in the radio land. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Truly, thanks of God. We're going to rejoice. I said, we're going to rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it.
Amen. And once again, to all of our friends near and far, amen. To those of you behind prison bars on today, listen, we want to let you know that we are still praying for you. And we're not going to give up on you. And
yes.
We don't want you to give up on you because God did not give up on you. To our sisters behind prison bars,
hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
We want you to keep on lifting up the bloodstained banner of
that's
our Lord
right.
and Savior Jesus Christ. To those of you, amen, that said, Bishop, I went for the appeal and I was turned down again. Let me tell you something. A blessing delayed does not mean a blessing has been
hallelujah.
Denied.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Let
yes.
me say that one more time.
It.
A blessing delayed does not necessarily constitute that your blessing has been denied. Remember when God got ready to take Joseph, he had to go in prison too for God to perfect, amen, the things in his life. And sometimes God has to get you one-on-one in a circumstance and situation, amen, where all of the outside forces of this world, amen, will no longer have precedent in your life. But when you are in bars, behind those prison bars, you've got time to hear his voice and to fine-tune your ear to hear what he's got to say. But I'm here to tell you today that even though that might be the circumstance, many of you are behind prison bars unjustly for something that you didn't do. But let me tell this to you, amen, for all of the naysayers. And when people love to say this, they say, well, you know what, Bishop Townsend, God's got the last say so. No, my brother.
Yes.
No, my sister.
Well.
No, he doesn't have the last say. He's got the whole say so. Amen. Even before Joseph was thrown in prison, God was part of the plot and the plan. Joseph even told them in the end, he said, what you meant for my bad,
my God
turned it into good. Somebody did you wrong out there today, but that's okay. God's going to turn it into good. Maybe you were molested or raped by a family member. That's
Jesus.
Okay. God's going to turn it into good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, whether you're a man or a woman, you're fighting the struggle within the confines of your flesh, but God is going to turn it into good. What the devil meant. See, the good thing about it is they might have touched your flesh, but they can't touch the soul.
Oh, Yes, Lord.
The
yes,
Bible
Lord.
Clearly tells us that we are not to fear what man can do.
Yes.
For man, because once he kills the body, it's over. Mm-hmm. But much rather we should respect and fear him that can destroy the body and the soul and cast them both into hell. And what I like about the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what you're going through, this is going to come as revelation knowledge to some of you today. Because many of you are saying, well, you know what, Bishop, I'm still enduring that rape. I'm still enduring, amen, that molestation. I'm still dealing with that incest and that incestuous relationship between what my dad did and my mom. Yeah, it's mothers that molest their own sons, too, out there.
You ought to tell it true.
Amen. Many times we don't like to talk about it, but yes, there are mothers out there that have molested their own sons.
Jesus.
Amen. I was in Chicago where, amen, we were ministering to a family, and the boy, his mother was mentally deranged. And when the mother would act up, the boy would tell his friends, hold on, man, I'll be back. I know what she needs. And would go in there and take his mother, his mentally disturbed mother, and he would engage in sexual activity with his own mother. Do you see why we preach the way we preach?
My God, my God.
Do you see why we do what we do? Because time is of the essence, brothers and sisters, and the Lord is soon to come. And many of the topics that we touch bases on, many people are going through those things, and they are afraid to address those issues. They are afraid. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God today for those of you that have joined us again. To all of you, listen, we would love for you to write us, amen, with your letters of correspondence, your prayer request. It doesn't matter. You can write us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 713-61, in care of Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend. We would love to correspond with you. We would love to get back with you. Amen. If you write us, put a phone number on there. We'll call you back. Now, to those of you behind prison bars, you know we can't call you, but we can pray for you. We can lift you up. To our brothers and sisters that have even wrote us from behind prison bars and wanted to be a support to our ministry, Brother Garnett Davis, God bless you. Brother Williams, amen. I believe it's Larry Williams. God bless you. Amen. To others near and far, all over the continental United States of America that have been a blessing to this ministry, we thank and praise God for you. And yes, we're still believing God to get our own church. But right now, amen, we thank God for Pastor Charles Harrell, amen, and the College Drive Baptist Church that opened up their doors and allowed us to come in and have service with them. Yes, I'm not ashamed to say this. Yes, they are my white brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. They are my white brothers and sisters that opened up their doors. God, let me tell you what God is doing. God is causing us to cross racial lines.
That's his bishop.
Amen. There ain't no white Jesus.
That's right. No black Jesus.
There's not a Jesus for the whites. There's not a Jesus for the blacks. There's not one for the Hispanics. There's one for us all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Me and Minister Mildred were just reminiscing how when we were in Chicago, amen, and how the Lord blessed us to my mother, amen, and this other young lady met one day, and they were just giving their testimonies. And she told my mother, she said, my pastor would love to meet you. And the funny thing about it, brothers and sisters, God is doing something in this dispensation of time. We've just got to have that sensitive ear, amen, to do it. Hold on just a second. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. We need you to hold on just for a few minutes, all right? Hold on just a minute. And what we were doing is we were letting our people know that, you know, God is crossing racial lines. He's crossing denominational barriers. He's crossing these things for the glory of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ told us this. When the disciples saw some other people casting out devils, they said, Master, we saw other people casting out devils. We told them, since they wasn't with us, they couldn't do it. And Jesus said, wait a minute. They that are not against us are for us.
Yes.
Right now, there might be some, and what we call isms and schisms is that we're majoring in the minors and we're minoring in the majors, and there might be some lack of understanding concerning the biblical connotations as to what Jesus prescribed for us as far as salvation is concerned. But I'm here to tell you that when it's all said and done, when we have the ingredient of the blood of Jesus applied in our life, and we called upon that name Jesus Christ, God knows how to work out the rest of the quirks. There were some quirks in Apollos' life as well. And the Apostle Paul had to get Apollos. And he had to use, not Paul, but Apollos, Priscilla and Aquila ran across Apollos. And they began to show him a more excellent way.
Yes, Lord God.
He was expounding in the scriptures. As many of our brothers and sisters, you expound the scriptures, but there is somewhat of a distorted understanding that God wants to show you a more excellent way in your presentation concerning the gift of salvation. But on that note, amen, we thank and praise God, amen, and we have, amen, today we have a dear sister that is on the line with us today. And before we take any of our testimonies or our prayer requests, amen, we have a dear sister that is from Atlanta, Georgia, amen. And she's also a part of our ministry that we met on Facebook, amen. We have a lot of brothers and sisters that we met on Facebook that we opened up our prayer lines to, amen. And this sister is from Atlanta, Georgia, amen. And her name is Sister Deborah Brown. And, amen, as we began to just listen to Sister Deborah Brown and the calling that God has on her life,
yes,
and how God has done many miraculous and wonderful things in her life. So, amen, we're going to get ready to go to Sister Deborah Brown right now. Sister Deborah Brown, can you hear me?
Yes, Bishop, I hear you.
All right, amen. This is Sister Deborah Brown, amen. She's my own daughter in the Lord, amen. I told her, amen. She says, well, I was at church when you called, and you know what? She'll forever be our daughter. I don't care if she go to Nova Scotia. Amen. Yes, if you go, amen, to Iceland, you'll still be our daughter in the Lord. If you made your way to Taiwan, it doesn't matter. I have to call you early in the morning and say, Anichiwa.
Anichiwa.
it doesn't matter. I'm going to say, if you went over to Egypt somewhere, over there in Arabia, I'm still going to call you Sabah Akhir.
Mm-hmm.
If you made your way to Mexico, I'm going to say, Buenos dias, señora.
Yeah.
¿Cómo está? I'm going to make my way to you some type of way. But nevertheless, amen, Sister Brown, amen, God has done some miraculous and wonderful things in your life. And so we would like you to, because here in Moments of Inspiration Ministry, we like to open up our prayer line for prayer, but we also want to let our people know that God is answering prayer.
Yes, he is.
Amen. God is answering prayer. God is still a healer. God is still a provider.
Yes,
God
is
still a way maker. So, Sister Deborah Brown, it gives us great pleasure to introduce you to our listening audience in Pineville and Alexandria and surrounding areas all up in Bossier City, Shreveport, amen, and via the internet, hundreds upon thousands of people are able to hear you at this time. And so my wife, Minister Mildred, which you are a dear sister to us in the Lord, wanted you to come on and to just share your testimony as to what God done for you, and in your own way and in your own words, just tell us what you want us to know what God has done for you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. God has did so many wonderful things for me. I thank and praise him. Oh, my God. Even for in the midst of much, God has delivered me. I am telling you, he has delivered me from so many different things, from seen and unseen dangers. And even when I know that there's no way that I could have made it only because of the Lord Jesus Christ just being there, just taking care of me and just keeping me covered by the blood.
Yes.
Bishop, and Minister Mildred, God is just so good.
Yes.
And he just keeps doing great things for me, and he's doing great things in, for his people in this day and time now going forward. To the things, for the people who are sold out to the things of God.
Yes.
A couple of, maybe about 20 years going into about 20 years, I lost my hearing.
Now, when you say you lost your hearing, Sister Deborah, how did that happen? Was it something that just happened? Did it just develop on its own? Was it, you know, were you born that way? But you said 20 years ago, so I know you weren't just born 20 years ago. But was there some type of medical understanding as to how this transpired?
No, nothing happened. Nothing happened. I just lost my hearing, and it came about that I wasn't hearing anything well at first. Like, you know, I went to my telephone to make a call because my telephone hadn't, I didn't hear my phone ringing or anything this particular day. And I picked up my phone, and I didn't hear a dial tone. It started out that way.
Mm.
And, you know, I went deaf like in my left ear, and that was the ear that I normally use to hold my phone to communicate.
Okay.
And maybe hours later, during that day, or what have you, I couldn't figure out, you know, what was going on, you know, that, you know, I wasn't hearing. I thought maybe, you know, my ear or something was stopped up. I didn't have any allergies or any colds. But however, you know, I just, I lost my hearing.
Okay. Now, when you lost your hearing, did you think to go to the doctor to find out what was going on, or you just dismissed it that your hearing was gone? You just left it alone?
Well, I waited for maybe, you know, a week or two, and then, you know, I went to the doctor, and at that time, they didn't do any hearing tests or anything on me. They kind of dismissed it as maybe, you know, a sinus infection or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you know, they went on with it. Maybe it was like, you know, a sinus infection or something to that nature like that. But as I went on, I went to a few doctors or what have you, and I was told that, you know, I would never, you know, hear out of my left ear again, that even a hearing aid wouldn't help me. I had lost hearing in my left ear, and that was the end of it. You know,
so Sister Deborah,
that they can do about it, not even a hearing aid would help me.
Wow.
Okay, so they never gave you a medical prognosis as to what happened. All they told you is that you had lost your hearing in that ear and that you never hear again. All right, let's fast forward. You weren't saved during that time, were you?
No, I wasn't.
And you didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior during that time?
No, I wasn't. I was lukewarm.
Okay, let's come out of the antediluvian period right now, and let's fast forward just a little bit up into a dispensation of time to where is God's dealing with you and God's getting ready to save you. Help our listeners understand what took place. What caused you to want to give your life to the Lord? Because I know that's when your healing took place. And many people that want to be healed will know that God is willing and able to do that for them. But a lot of time people want to stay in their mess.
Yes.
And they still want to be blessed. Help our listening audience know what transpired. What began to draw you closer to the Lord? And then you can tell us about what happened and how God blessed you with a miraculous deliverance as well as a miraculous healing.
Yes, I had been through like a series of a lot of things I endured during my lifetime, my lifespan. I'm starting even out in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. My father was in the military, and my mom took a part-time job working at ice cream stand to make extra money. Mm-hmm. And she had hired, you know, a babysitter, someone that was in the neighborhood. And this babysitter, she knifed me at age 3. And my mom came home from work and found me there at the house.
Now, slow down. You said she knifed you. She cut you
wow.
up.
Wow. Jesus.
Cut me up in a few places all across the legs and different places. I still have those marks to this day.
My God.
Lord Jesus. So she treated you like a piece of bologna.
And he's just so good. And then, you know, as I kept going, you know, along and everything, you know, I was traumatized, you know, from different things that had taken place in my life, you know. As a 13-year-old, that illegitimate child, oldest child of 5. And I thought daddy was my daddy, but daddy turned out not to be my daddy.
Hey, welcome to the club. Hey.
I know what you're
saying.
I've
been there, too. Hey, welcome to the club.
You know, and that was, like, heartbreaking for me.
Yes.
I can remember, you know, someone wanting to get the word out, basically. You know, I'm calling looking for Deborah, and I have, you know, want to talk to her. But anyway, a lot of things had taken place. I became rebellious, ended up in the system, juvenile home, you know, in and out a juvenile from age 13 to 18 years old. Just rebellion, ended up dating, you know, older guys. A lot of things went on in my life. Just so many different things that, you know, I know now who was behind it all, but to God be the glory.
Yes.
I'm here now, and, you know, I'm standing, you know, and God, you know, last year, He did a wonderful thing for me. You know, I just had been sick for, like, you know, maybe about 7 years. You know, almost like bedridden, you know, being told that, you know, I would walk. I had to wear, like, braces on my legs, my feet. You know, put on a lot of different medication.
Yes.
You know, a lot of different medication for pain. And,
yes.
Things of that nature where, you know, even when I went to the airport, I had to be, you know, escorted, you know, pushed in a wheelchair. And, you know, I could only walk for a certain distance, you know, couldn't walk a long period of time. Oxygen on CPAP, just a lot of things just started attacking me in my body. I'm telling you, so many things are happening to me.
Yes.
And I got to the point last year, you know, where I was just like, you know, just tired, just fed up. And then I became that woman, like, with that issue of blood.
Come on now.
It froze on. Mm. It went on for a long period of time, like about 4 months.
Mm.
And, you know, the thing about it started out light, but then before it was over with, it was just horrible.
Mm.
My Lord.
So they did some tests, and they took me in, and they found out I had 2 nodules.
Jesus.
And they took me to surgery, and they removed the nodules, and from that point, the bleeding stopped. But then, I was crying out to the Lord, because I knew that if this didn't stop, I knew that I was going to die. No doubt about it. I knew that I was dying.
Okay.
And I was, like, in and out of the hospital, like, in that period of time, within those 2 weeks back and forth to my daughter's house, with her helping me and assisting me through all of this. And I can remember going to surgery that day. It was in November of last year, maybe around the 15th of November.
Now, Sister Deborah.
I can remember being in that surgery room, looking up in the ceiling while everybody was, you know, in there prepping me, all the, you know, nurses and different ones that worked in OR prepping me. And I remember looking up in the ceiling telling the Lord, Lord, you know, I'm tired of this. You know, I'm tired of being sick all the time. I'm tired of going through this. I just can't take it no more. And I just pretty much wanted to give up. I was pretty much really wanted to give up, and I had made up my mind that even if I didn't wake up out of the surgery, that, you know, I laid there and I repeated to the Lord and just told the Lord, Lord, you know, forgive me for all my sins, all my unrighteousness, forgive me all of my sins, Lord, but, you know, if it's in your will that I wake up, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, but Lord, I'm just tired of this.
So now you come to the point.
I did wake up from the surgery. I'm sorry.
No, I said you've come to the point where God now is dealing with you.
Exactly.
Because I remember you said something earlier about you were in somewhat of a lukewarm, and that's nothing but a backslidden state. You still believed in God, but you weren't living for the Lord. You had not totally surrendered to Him. So now, for the sake of our listening audience, they know now that you have made this commitment. And even though God has used what appears to be a sickness in your life to bring you back unto the right frame of mind, that it's God or it's nothing. It's God or it's nothing. Now, you're at that place in your life right now. So now you say, God, listen, I need you to save me, and God does that. Well, what takes place? Let our listening audience know, because there's somebody else out there that think, well, you know what? I've done too many wrong things, and God won't take me back either. And just like when you're, I often tell people, when you're in sin, you just do what sinners do.
Amen.
And it escalates into more sin. But now the Holy Spirit is still working with you.
Even in this
backslidden state, the Holy Spirit is still reaching out to you. The Holy Spirit, through God's grace and mercy, now is still telling Deborah that like that old Michael Jackson song, I want you back.
Mm.
When did He get you back?
Mm. Oh, glory.
I can tell you, after going through all of that, and I did come out of that surgery and everything, I just went to just thanking and praising God.
Hallelujah.
Thanking and praising Him and just laying on my face and thanking Hallelujah. And praising Him for His grace and His mercy, His brand new mercies Hallelujah. Every day. And I can tell you, like, December the 31st, you know, I had been baptized before, but I was not baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
What made you do that? What made you get baptized in Jesus' name?
Which is coming up.
Yes.
Pretty soon if we live to see it. December 31st, I went down in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Why did you do that, Sister Deborah? What caused you to? You said you've been baptized before. Why did you get baptized again?
Because I wanted to make sure that I was baptized in Jesus' name.